was first and foremost thinking of our fans, where our fans, I'm thinking of the Cradley fans as well, you know, the fans of the West Midland, that it's a local derby. Both of them can travel to the away legs without much aggravation whatsoever. I mean, you know, we've been to Kent this year, we've been to Eastbourne this year, did very, very well at both of them tracks. But I think looking at it, first and foremost, the fans, and secondly, I've got to say from a business point of view as well, I'm sure Cradley and Birmingham will do very well. You know, it's an anticipated match between two very good teams in the West Midlands. So it was the fans and the commercial aspect as well.
And of course, the little matter of the fact that you've beaten them twice already in the regular season, that must have come into your thinking as well.
I hadn't forgotten that fact. No, I hadn't. But no doubt what Cradley will say, you know, on several occasions, and rightly so as well, between now and the playoffs, the slate is wiped clean. We all start afresh now. Birmingham have already proven we're the best team in the league. We've only lost once in about 24 matches in the league, so that proves to me, you know, overall we've been the best team in the league. But now, you know, we go into the playoffs very confident, but I hasten to add, not overconfident. You know, Cradley, in all fairness to them, they're in a rich vein of form of late. I mean, one of the things that's disappointing from Birmingham's point of view, it looks like we're going to be going into the tie without Daniel Hume, who has been one of our stars this year. He had an unfortunate accident last week and broke his collarbone. As we speak, he's actually in an oxygen chamber trying to speed the process up. You know, I really don't think he's going to be fit for the playoffs, semi-finals anyway. But it'll make all our other riders try that little bit harder.
And of course, the atmosphere at the two meetings should be a cracking one, shouldn't it, given that the club's traditional histories and their rich vein of history through the sport.
Yes, I mean, when you see, you know, any fixture that includes Birmingham or Cradley Heath over the many, many years of our sport, you know, there's a fierce rivalry between the two clubs. And I think that's got to be healthy for the West Midlands to have two good competitive teams, you know, fighting it out for a league championship. And as you rightly say, you know, the atmosphere of Perry Barr and Momo Green, you know, will be, you know, what Speedway riders are in the sport for. And, you know, in our National League, what I'm saying to the riders in our team, because we are, you know, an exceptionally young team, that, you know, they will learn from it because they're going into playoff situations and it's going to be the first of many for them. So I think it's a really good education for them going into these meetings with, you know, tremendous atmosphere. And I'm sure riders from both teams will learn from it and bear that in mind when they go into bigger and better things in the sport of Speedway.